Today's audio cast for Friday, June 15th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Consumer. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutvetter caught up with SATSAIR Marketing and Sales Vice President Shelton Early this week at the Florida Aviation Trades Association annual meeting. Early talks about how SATSAIR proved the air taxi model using Cirrus SR22 piston singles.
Yeah, well, SATSAIR started back in 2005. We were flying the Cirrus SR22. We actually started with 3 airplanes initially, added 10 airplanes in that first year. And over the next year, we've added another 16 airplanes. We're currently at 26 airplanes. We actually have a purchase order in place with the strategic partner, Cirrus, the aircraft manufacturer, for another 50 airplanes and an option on an additional 50 after that. So a total purchase order out there for 100 aircraft.
What kind of customers are you seeing? What kind of missions, hours?
Customers right now are primarily doing about 1.8 hours average flights, 2 to 3 passengers, depending on, you know, distance of travel and some other considerations with the aircraft in terms of performance, weight, that kind of thing. But customers are, you know, attorneys, economic development guys, you know, guys that are involved in real estate development, construction. And then there's a large utilization of people who are using it for their family and personal travel. I would say that right now we're probably looking at about 70-30 in terms of business and personal utilization of the aircraft.
It kind of mirrors the fractional industry as well, right?
Yes. You know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, and we're starting to see a number of fractional owners use us. You know, not necessarily, you know, in the same vein they use their fractional share, but as an alternate. You know, a guy versus having a Hawker, he might fire up for, you know, a trip that's less than an hour. You know, why wouldn't he just use SATSAIR? And so we're beginning to see a lot of utilization from the fractionals. You know, right now, I think it's important to know that we've got, you know, about 42 pilots, you know, and we've got pilots in training right now. But all our pilots average over 5,000 hours. You know, there are some requirements from the FAA, but we tend to exceed that. We also train our pilots personally, you know, for the mission that they're taking on with us.
Let's talk about the airplane. Why did you guys choose the SR-22, and how are passengers receiving the emergency parachute system in the airplane?
Yeah, well, I think the credit for the selection aircraft goes to Steve Hanvey, the founder of the company. You know, basically, I guess you could say the stars all lined up properly when you look at that aircraft. You know, in terms of operating costs, you know, in terms of the technology that's presented in the airframe aircraft itself, you know, it makes the customers feel very comfortable. And then the airframe parachute is just an added bonus. You've got a customer who might have a little hesitance about a single engine, single piloted airplane. The airframe parachute kind of gives them a reassurance that, hey, you know, at least I know I can land safely on the ground.
Your Southeast service area just expanded into Florida. Can you talk about how the Florida market's doing and how the whole Southeast market's doing as well?
Right, yes. You know, like I said, we have 26 airplanes, 10 of which are permanently based in Florida. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of passenger pickups and drop-offs in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and then a number of other communities. But those are our predominant areas right now, and that's mostly driven by word of mouth, referrals, and then just the marketing we've done in those markets. We expect that as we start adding airplanes, we'll start, you know, growing the market more so in Florida. But a lot of East Coast to West Coast Florida kind of travel. You know, Florida's just been pretty good. It's bounded on both sides by water, so that makes it, you know, limited in terms of where you can go and as far as getting outside of the range of comfort in an airplane. But it's been a good market for us.
What about future expansion, future airplanes? What are you looking at beyond the Cirrus SR-22s? Are you looking at bigger airplanes? Are you looking at jets, turboprops? And what kind of service areas are you interested in?
Yeah, well, you know, right now we cover, you know, the Southeast, which includes all of Florida, and then everything pretty much from, you know, Louisiana, if you draw an arc all the way through Philadelphia, New Jersey, anything within that service area is covered right now. Obviously, we're getting a lot of attention from other guys in other markets, you know, and we're considering that, you know, so I think that as we add the airplanes, you'll probably see us expanding a little bit more, you know, out west, you know, towards Texas, and then, you know, obviously more up the Northeast coast. I think that we're also, no question about it, having to look at other aircraft platforms. You know, the VLJs, definitely no question about it, have our attention. We're also looking at some other aircraft that might have larger passenger carrying capability, just because, you know, we're getting a customer base now that's very comfortable with us as a management team and how we operate our company, that we get a lot of inquiries. But today what we do is we typically forge a relationship with other charter companies where we basically, you know, drive those leads to those guys, and that works out also for our customer base.
There's always been a lot of talk about prop aversion. Obviously, you're flying small airplanes with props. Initially, when they see the airplane, what do they think? And would you consider other prop airplanes like a Pilatus PC-12 or a King Air for a bigger platform? Or would you look for jets?
You know, I would probably be a little bit maybe out of line to try to narrow it down to an aircraft type. But I would say that, you know, our customer base, you know, I don't know anybody who's walked out and looked at the airplane and said, you know, I'm not getting in that airplane. So, you know, the whole, you know, piston engine, piston powered airplane prop situation doesn't seem to cause any problems, you know, for our customer base. So I can't imagine that would be a limitation in terms of our, you know, analysis of what type of aircraft we might add to our fleet in the future.
Cool.
No, I would like to say that it's been really fun. This project is, you know, it's just a new evolution in the way air travel can be accomplished, and we're pushing it down to lower levels within organizations, within the community. We're making people more aware of, you know, the small airports in their local community, you know, and so I think it's just a win-win for everybody, and I just hope that everybody gets on board and takes advantage of what we're trying to provide.
SatsAir VP Shelton Early. The world's best website for general aviation news and information is avweb.com, and now we feature 24/7 updates and news alerts. You can subscribe to those right on our website at www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast are welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast Monday, June 18th. Mike Blakeney for the AvWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.